I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov, in for Robin Young. It's Here and Now. The GOP presidential candidates got downright feisty last night. Here's Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney sparring over Gingrich's plan to allow some undocumented immigrants to live in the U.S. legally.
All I want to do is allow the grandmother to be here legally with some rights to have residency but not citizenship so that he or she can finish their life with dignity within the law.
You know, they're not 11 million. They're not 11. Our problem is not 11 million grandmothers. Our problem is, all right.
The candidates also took swipes at each other over their finances, health care reform, and negative campaigning. So how did it go over with Florida voters? Larry Schultz is a NASA project manager and longtime Republican politician, serving as a city council member and mayor for 34 years in Rockledge, along Florida's Space Coast. And Larry, what was your takeaway from the debate?
Kind of more of the same. There was sniping at each other. I think there was some discussion of issues. Immigration, for one, I think is a big issue in the state of Florida. We have a huge Hispanic and Caribbean population in our state. There needs to be something done on immigration and solving people who are here illegally.
Did you like what was said? Was there any candidate that struck you as having a position that you liked on immigration?
Well, I thought something along the lines of Newt Gingrich's proposals are probably something that would be applicable to the state of Florida.
You know, the space program is directly tied to jobs in your neck of the woods, where unemployment is just under 10%. And Romney called out Gingrich for his plan to have a human colony on the moon in 8 years, implying the former speaker was pandering to Florida voters.
If I had a business executive come to me and say they wanted to spend a few hundred billion dollars to put a colony on the moon, I'd say you're fired. We have seen in politics, Newt, you've been part of this, go from state to state and promise exactly what that state wants to hear.
Larry, how did that go over on the Space Coast?
Romney's comments, I think, would probably be received negatively. I think Newt Gingrich's conversations on this subject would be very exciting to the Space Coast.
Because it could mean a huge new program with a lot more jobs.
Absolutely.
You know, about 31% of Floridians who voted in the last presidential election were over 65. The candidates all have plans to change Social Security to some degree, either increasing the retirement age or reducing benefits for wealthier retirees or setting up private retirement savings accounts. But it doesn't seem like the candidates are talking about issues related to seniors.
I think there needs to be more discussion by the candidates on Social Security and what is really necessary to ensure that Social Security is going to be there for all of us in the future. You know, I've told my sons that they need to be planning their financial future without Social Security as being the mainstay of their retirement lifestyle.
Florida was one of the hardest hit areas when it came to real estate and the bubble bursting. What's the market like today, and what can the candidates do about it?
The real estate market in the state of Florida is terrible. Ever since World War II, Florida has been a growth state. We have lived off of people from up north moving to Florida for retirement and for work. This particular real estate crisis has hit every single section of the state of Florida very, very hard. I think it's going to take a change in the marketplace that's going to be very, very difficult to achieve. And I'm not sure that the Congress or the president can really do that.
Larry, can you give us a sense of what it's like to be a Florida voter right now with this barrage of campaigning?
Every single day we get all these telephone calls. We have caller IDs, so we're able to take and wade through a lot of them. But get a lot of mail every single day. Of course, the TV and the radio ads just add to the mayhem. I think we need to be sticking to the issues and forgetting the personalities.
You've been involved in Republican politics for 3 decades in Florida. How would you advise the candidates in the remaining days of this campaign before the primary?
I think the economy. How do we turn the economy around? How do we generate good, viable jobs without spending a lot of federal dollars?
Larry Schultz is a NASA project manager and longtime Republican politician from Florida's Space Coast. Thank you, Larry.
Have a good day.
Coming up, the new face of Facebook, Here and Now.